Justin, what's your reaction to coming to Houston and hearing your name called when the Texans selected you?
Ecstatic. I actually have some family over there in Houston, so it's going to be really nice to have some people around that I already know what that coach is like over there, and I'm excited to really interact with the team and interact with that fan base and get to work.
What about being able to play on a defense with so many big stars?
I mean, that's one of the coolest parts. Like, J.J. Watt, got Tyron coming in. You know, all those other superstars that are on that side of the ball, it's going to be awesome to really learn from those guys and see what they had to teach me about their success and how they got to the level that they're at now.
Talk about the opportunity to play on special teams and making your name there first.
I mean, I love being on the field any way that I can. You should talk to my special teams coordinator at Stanford, Coach Alomar. Like, I just love being on the field. So kickoff return, punt, it's all fun.
Hey, Justin, how would you describe your game? What would be your personal scouting report?
I talk about my versatility. I talk about my explosiveness, my ability to run whenever I need to get in my top end speed. I ran a 4.38. And then I'd also talk about my intelligence and my processing, being able to diagnose offenses and what schemes they're running by formation and personnel.
How about what you learned from your brother, and how big of an advantage is that to have that kind of mentor right there in your household?
Yeah, we'd break down film together. I'd go and visit him at his household since we're both in the Bay Area, and we'd watch some of his games together. He'd let me in on what the game plan was that week, how they're playing certain personnel. I mean, the NFL is a personnel, it's a matchup league. So he let me into some NFL strategy and what they were doing against opposing teams so that I'd already have a feel for how that process and routine would be whenever I got to this stage.
Justin, you get a chance to play in the secondary with another guy from South Louisiana, the Honey Badger. Just talk about your relationship. Are you familiar with him? You guys are from the same region, and being in the secondary with another outstanding LSU product, another Louisiana product.
Yeah, you know, it's cool. It's come full circle. I mean, he played with my brother. I remember seeing him there. So now it's like version 2.0 of what they had back at LSU. You know, it's a funny story. Whenever I played with Solomon Thomas last year, and then he went on to play with the 49ers with my older brother, and now it's like a role reversal because Eric played with Tyron, and now I'm going to play with him.
Justin, when you think about the Texans, did you have any feeling that they might pick you? Did you meet with them in the combine? Did you visit here? Did you work out for them? What did you do with the Texans in the pre-draft?
I had a visit with them in Indianapolis, and to be honest with you, I haven't talked with them since. I had no idea that this phone call was coming. It caught me by surprise, a pleasant surprise, and yeah, now it's here.
You said you had some family in Houston. What do you know about the city? Have you been here recently?
The last time I was there was 4 years ago. My aunt owns a car dealership in this area, so we always got all of our cars from her, and if we had car trouble, we'd always drive down that way. It's about 6 hours from where I'm at in Louisiana, so not too far. I mean, it's a really nice area. The interstate system, by the way, is phenomenal. It's the best I've ever seen in the country. You know?
Justin, what did they tell you about your opportunity to compete as a rookie for a starting job?
I don't know yet. I'm excited to find out. I mean, I'm coming there, and I'm going to find my role, whatever that role may be, and find a way to contribute to the team's success.
Justin, what do you want Texans fans to know about just you personally and how hungry you are to make your name in this city?
Man, I just want them to come out and be excited, man. It's going to be an exciting year. We're going to do some big things.